Hello, I'm Claire McCormack. Here's a look at your evening news for Wednesday, July 27th. Grabe Russo PP have released the identity of a young woman who was fatally injured in a collision while cycling in Southgate. Police say it happened just after 6 yesterday morning on Side Road 49 when a vehicle collided with the woman on the bicycle. She was pronounced deceased at the scene after life-saving efforts were unsuccessful. She has been identified as 20-year-old Marie Berenger of Southgate Township. A fatal collision southwest of Arthur has claimed the lives of two Tiverton area men. Police say it happened on Monday afternoon at the intersection of Wellington Road 8 and Wellington Road 10 near Moorfield in Mapleton Township. A commercial vehicle and a pickup truck collided. Police say the driver of the pickup, 76-year-old Robert Jeffs, was pronounced deceased at the scene. The passenger, 29-year-old Mark Albrecht, was airlifted to a nearby trauma center with life-threatening injuries, but was later pronounced deceased. Police say both were from the Tiverton area. In Meaford, provincial police say one person has died as a result of a two-vehicle collision along Highway 26. They say it happened yesterday evening east of Woodford. One person was pronounced deceased at the scene. Three other people in the same car were taken to hospital with minor injuries. The occupant of the second vehicle was airlifted to a trauma center with serious injuries. The identity of the deceased has not been released pending next of kin notification. A special open line show will be held for Bruce Gray Owen Sound former MPP Bill Murdoch on Bayshore Broadcasting's AM radio station 560 CFOS on Friday. Murdoch, who is 77 years old and has hosted the open line for years, as many as 3 days a week, is in failing health. He is currently in hospice care after having been diagnosed with cancer in recent years. Listeners are invited to call and share memories and say hello to Bill, who plans to listen. The show will start after the 9 o'clock news on Friday. The number to call, 519-376-7777, or toll-free at 1-800-265-3757. Several capital projects in Owen Sound this year aren't going ahead as planned. Councillors heard during a special meeting on Monday, Phase 2 of the downtown river precinct is going to be retendered and construction likely won't begin until April 2023. Just over $1.7 million is allocated in this year's capital plan for the revamp of the 900 block of First Avenue East, and the loan tender bid the city received was about $1 million over budget. Director of Public Works and Engineering Mike Crone says a revised scope for Phase 2 of the River Precinct is being drawn up that could include some cheaper options. A few other capital projects aren't going ahead as planned this year as well. The $50,000 replacement of the Weavers Creek Boardwalk at Harrison Park is on hold as the city has not secured partnership funding for it. Electrical upgrades at Kelso Beach at Nawash Park have been delayed because the construction tender significantly exceeded the $597,000 budget. And a couple of road infrastructure projects, including a 6th Avenue West culvert replacement and engineering for 9th Avenue East, have also been put off. One of the organizers of February's truckers' convoy has been released on bail for a second time. Tamara Leach was released from an Ottawa jail after a judge found an error in a decision to revoke her bail 2 weeks ago. She was first released from jail in March, but arrested again for breaching the terms of her bail. In sports in Major League Baseball, the Toronto Blue Jays host the St. Louis Cardinals. The Jays have won 7 in a row and hold down the first wildcard spot in the American League. Game time is 7:07. In the Grey Bruce Ladies Fastball League at Terra, the Desboro Royals face the Terra Ladies. Game time is 8:30. The Sauble Speedway Dash for Cash is tonight. The Chantry Chinook Salmon Derby continues. At last check, Paul Hawk leads the salmon division at 20.97 pounds and Gage Jackson leads the trout division at 20.84 pounds. The Chantry Chinook Classic Derby runs to August 7th. You can find more sports posted on the RE/MAX Grey Bruce Realty Sports page at BayshoreBroadcasting.ca.